Tonight's learning of Derech Hei Lishmas Moshe Yecheskel Ben Yeshua Tovia. We're taking a little bit of a break from a series that I want to start in Mitzvah after Purim. And I'm actually in the middle of a series now, which we'll do also after Purim. And the series is Grape Juice and Halacha. So if you look at your page, it says Mitzvah Novim Chel Gimel. You're like, how can we be Chel Gimel if we didn't do Chel Aleph yet? The answer is I'm doing it with my shul and then I do it here. So we're a little bit catching up. But I took a break. And I want to discuss this specific topic. Now, just a very quick recap about grape juice, and we'll discuss more about it later. Grape juice, we all know, does not have, the way our grape juice is made, not must, if anyone's familiar with must, regular grape juice that you buy in the store does not have any alcohol capability. No matter what you do, it was pasteurized, most likely there were chemicals added. It cannot be alcoholic. It is not alcoholic.
What's the word?
Must.
M-U-S-T.
M-U-S-T. It is natural grape juice. It's very sweet. But it doesn't. It still can be alcoholic if left long enough. But our grape juice is very, very tampered with, and it's basically not alcoholic. We give it to children, we give it to nursing, pregnant women, right? We know our grape juice is very tame. So what I want to discuss this evening is the following, Shaila. Is there a way to justify drinking grape juice on Yom Tov and calling that Simchas Yom Tov? And of course, Purim. Can a person be yoytze the mitzvah of chayivish l'nibzum mevipurya on a good cup of grape juice? Almost sounds ridiculous, right? Like, who in their right mind? So, of course, we'll find some very
chashuv.
The Seder will have to get to a different time. Dal Kaisis is a whole different conversation. But let's talk about Simchas Yom Tov, right? We know, let's talk about it. Source number one. Shulchan Aruch says, Chayiv Odom Liyo Sameach B'Toyv Leiv. This is the last simen in what we call Chelek Hay of the Mishnah Berurah of Hilchas Yom Tov. A person is supposed to be happy. Sameach B'Toyv Leiv B'Moyid. A person is supposed to be happy in Yom Tov. Hu V'Ishtu Ubonov. Him, his wife, and his children, B'chol An Nilvam Alov. And all those that are associated with him. This is the idea of Simchas Yom Tov. Ketzat says to Shulchan Aruch, how do you go about having Simchas Yom Tov? Misamchen HaKtanim. How do you make the kids happy? Noisalem Kloyim Ve'Goyzim. Give them nuts. See how that works today. Today, give them technology. Okay, can't use technology in Yom Tov. Give them candy. Give them something that makes them happy. The Hanoshim. How do you make the women happy? Clothing and jewelry. And the next two words are central. Kifi mimoinoi. Based on how much money you have. Don't break the bank to buy the jewelry or the dress. It's got to work with as much money as you have. Then the Mechaber continues, V'chayiv lehechol leger liyosam v'lamonim sharenim, and you have to feed those that don't have money, the ger, the yosam, and the amon. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch left out seemingly is, how do males enjoy Yom Tov? We got how women enjoy it, we got how the kids. What do the men do? So everyone knows the famous line, men have basa v'yayin, right? Men are supposed to eat basa v'yayin on Yom Tov. There's only one problem. There is no Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that says clearly that you're supposed to eat basar on Yom Tov. But what about yayin? So if you look in the Ber Halacha over here on that sim, and the Ber Halacha explains, Va'anoshim, what about men? The Shulchan Aruch never talked about men. He talked about women, he talked about children. So he says, men depends. B'zman she'beis ha'migdash ha'yikayim, when there was a beis ha'migdash, ha'yo'ichlam basar ha'shlamim. They would eat the meat, not a steak from the grill, but the basar shlamim, from the karmim shlamim, the chesiv, like it says in the Pasach, v'zevach to shlamim, v'achal to sham, v'samachto. The simcha came about through the karmim shlamim. However, Va'achshav says the Be'er Halacha, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Yoytzin Dechoy V'Simcha El B'Yayin. Today there's only one way, it's just wine. We don't have basar anymore today. It's just wine. Shenemar says the Pasuk, V'Yayin Yisamach L'Vevenosh. The wine brings joy. Avo basar, but meat Ein Yoychoy V'Le'echol Achshav. It is not an obligation to eat meat today. All those people who tell you, on Yom Tov you have to have basar and basar and basar, we had a share about this in the past. When Michael shows up, we can ask him when. We discussed this, whether or not there's really an obligation to eat basar and Yom Tov. The pashta says there's no obligation, although it's a good thing. Obligation, it's not. But the one thing that is an obligation is wine. Says the Be'er Halacha, wine you have to eat. Why? Because we don't have basar. All we have is yayin, so you got to have wine and Yom Tov.
How do we conflate the two? Because we always say, ain't some kind of with basar.
Because that comment in the Gemara was talking about Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you had to have basar. Basar meant to come in shlamim and wine. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no shlamim, we just go with the wine. Now, some people say, no, today we have regular steak or meat to be in that place. We discussed that at a different time. When we come back and conclude the Mechaber mitzvah, yesh, gam, bachilas, basar, there is a mitzvah, kevan, chenema, basar. Okay. V'hamechabish lehizka basar. Frank de Be'er Halacha, why doesn't the Mechaber mention basar? That's because he's going l'shitasai, who holds there is no chiyav basar. Again, basar on Yom Tov, I'm pretty sure we've discussed in the past. Why doesn't the Mechaber say you have to have wine on Yom Tov? Says the Be'er Halacha, he says it in Sif Aleph. What does he say in Sif Aleph? Take a look at number three. V'chayiv liv tzoya al shtei kikaris. On Yom Tov, you have to have lecha mishnah. U'likvoya kol suda al yayin. And every meal, you have to have wine. So most of us assume that meant kiddush. Says the Baralacha, that's not kiddush. It means every meal, you got to have wine. You got to have wine on Yom Tov. So therefore, says the Baralacha, every male, forget the women for a second, forget the children, every male has to have wine on Yom Tov. Okay, simple, easy. Now the question is, let's say, what about grape juice? Can you use grape juice on Yom Tov?
Back to wine as a basis of
simcha. Yom Tov, the key is simcha.
Anything you do, anything that makes you happy.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. But we have this magical idea in our mind that wine is special because it brings you simcha, which it does. Now, what makes the simcha? It's the alcohol in it, which then begs the question, what about other alcoholic beverages? I don't like wine. I want to have beer. I want to have scotch. Can I do that also? Or the vice versa. Let's say I don't enjoy wine, but I enjoy a good cup of soda or oranges more. Would that be? So here we have to break down, what's the nekuda over here? The nekuda of Yom Tov is simcha. Now obviously when we're going to talk about Purim in a few minutes, the nekuda over there is not simcha, it's drunkenness, which is pretty hard to get drunk from grape juice. So let's take a look first at Simcha's Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes L'Yaakov, it was just his yard site was a few days ago. Rabbi Yaakov points out, a person should drink wine every day, even on Chol HaMoed. And every single meal. Breakfast. Says Rabbi Yaakov, breakfast, a cup of wine during Chol HaMoed. Okay? Depends what time you eat breakfast on Chol HaMoed. A lot of people have a late breakfast. It's almost like a brunch, so it's not so hard to have. I know people that do that, rather. They have like a late breakfast and they'll have wine. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Shirak b'zeh mekayim mitzvah simcha l'chol hadeis. That's the only way to really get Simchas Yom Tov. V'nireh shemitzah novim b'chlal yayin l'dinzeh. Says Rabbi Yaakov, grape juice is good enough. So according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you have a cup of grape juice, you're good to go. What's the pshat? Grape juice. What's the... Grape juice brings you simcha. It's grape juice. Grape juice, orange juice, apple juice, prune juice for some, right? Where's the simcha? That's a chiddush over here. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky dropped a big chiddush on us, and he said that you could be mekayim simchas Yom Tov through grape juice. Right, the Ma'adani Shloima, this is Reb Shloima Zalman Orbach, v'oimer morer Reb Shloima Zalman said, shedinu shal mitzah novim kiyayin, that grape juice has a din of wine, gam le'inyim mitzvahs v'samachta b'chagecha, also regarding v'samachta. So now we have Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach both ruling that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with grape juice. The obvious question is, how? What's the simcha? The Be'er Locha told us it's yayin yisamach levavenosh. Grape juice is not yisamach levavenosh. What's going on over here? So if you take a look in the Halicha Shlomo, that's the other sefer from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he writes, v'chein le'inyim mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. When it comes to the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, ha'yisadais Rabbeinu, the opinion of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was, desagi b'mitzvah novim. It's good enough with grape juice. The heishiv l'shoyel d'lo metzinu shasimcha b'yayni ayidei zeh sheroi l'shikras davka sharigam achilos basa mekayim mitzvah simcha avte ein zeh shayich l'suk simcha shal shikras klal. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked the question, but where's the alcoholic capacity, capability? He said it's not totally in alcohol. So what's the raya? Basar is not alcoholic. If simcha means to be to have alcohol, so what does basar do for you? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not always about alcohol. The deciding factor of simcha is not only that is alcoholic. He says, therefore, after ainze shaykh l'suk simcha shal shikras klal. He points out, meat doesn't make you intoxicated. Oh, so maybe grape juice and wine, which is in the same family, also has that chashivas. That seems to be what Reb Shlomo Zalman is arguing. Now, I don't want to give away the shit, but look at the parentheses. Even Reb Shlomo Zalman that holds on Yom Tov, you can use a cup of grape juice, you can't use it on Purim. Why? Because on Purim, it's not about simcha. On Purim, it's about getting drunk. So you need something that's going to make you drunk. You don't get drunk when it comes to grape juice. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, they're all of the opinion that you can be mekayim simchas Yom Tov. Everyone always thinks in their mind, simcha equals alcoholic. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, not so. Simcha is happiness. When you drink and you eat things that are chashiv, that brings you joy as well. That was the chiddush of these achrayim.
I guess it was only the Rambam that all that has to be in
the that was the meat. Right, so we always assume, when we talk about yayin on simcha, we always think simcha means the alcoholic component of it. No, it's the chashivas of it, which is something Blineda, when we deal with the whole series on grape juice, we'll see that plays a major role. Let's see who else weighs in on this. Evan Yisrael Dain Fisher, he writes, Yoitzim lechat chila mitzvah simchos yomtev aydei shtiyas mitzvah. It's not even b'di'evet. Lechat chila. Let's say you got to go to work that day. You don't want to have alcohol on you. But you want to. Simchos yomtev. Says Dain Fisher, no problem. Have a cup of grape juice. The ain't sorich davka yang. You don't need wine. All those people that are very into it. You got to have wine on yomtev. You got to have wine on him. You have to have shem yayin on yomtev. Either grape juice or wine. However, like everything in halacha, it can't just be that simple. If you take a look over the sefer Shmaitza de Moshe, this was a sefer where they gathered various psakim from Hagen Reb Moshe Feinstein. It's also coming up soon. Reb Moshe held no. Ein yoytze simchas yomtev b'shtiyas mitzanovim. Reb Moshe held, you cannot be yoytze simchas yomtev with grape juice. Even if you enjoy it, you happen to be a big grape juice drinker, you like it. Sparkling grape juice, fancy grape juice. Says Reb Moshe, loygara mishadvarim shenelemem. Avada, there's an Indian, says Reb Moshe, to enjoy yomtev. That is having a geshmak of coffee, that's having a nice pastry, that's all part of enjoying yomtev. But the din of basar v'yayin, says Reb Moshe, avamailas yayin inla. You do not get that check. You'll come up to Shemaim, you will not get that check for drinking yayin and yomtev if you have grape juice. So we have a yisoid stick of machlokes between the Gedali HaPoiskim, Ibshom Zalman, and Rabbi Yankiv versus Reb Moshe Feinstein. As we'll see tonight, the majority is the other way. The majority of the poskim hold you're not yoytze simchas yomtiv with grape juice. We'll call Rabbi Yaakov and Ibshom Zalman probably the minority opinion regarding their shaila.
So the issue of yayin being associated with simple yayin is not like pouring that might make you sugar.
Well, that's the machoik. Ibshom Zalman
gives a rule.
Ibshom Zalman was mechadish that the simcha on yomtiv is not the alcoholic component of it. That's not the nekuda, because the davening the nekuda, grape juice definitely doesn't have it. It's a chashivas. Drink choshev drinks on yomtiv. Grape juice being, it's considered yayin, even though it doesn't have the same properties, it's considered choshev with the gabi there.
Is that the category of yayin, or
that's a good question. That's all part of, again, l'chayro, you play it the other way. According to Yaakov Gminetsky, what about if a guy wants to have scotch and beer? That's not the nekuda. It's not about being alcoholic. It's about being yayin. So we'll see the Deber Tziner is going to hold like that. We'll come back to that cheetah. So if you take a look over in the Moed Mizan and Moshe Sternbach, Moshe Sternbach made big history this week because he gave the bracha to Tzvi Koshelevsky to have that baby boy at the age of 87. And Tzvi Koshelevsky had a baby at 88. But the back story to the story was, a year ago when Tzvi Koshelevsky was discussing the shidduch with his to-be wife, he wasn't sure if he should marry her. He went to Moshe Sternbach and Moshe Sternbach said, yeah, I'll be Masada, we'll all work out, and next year you'll have a baby boy. He was 87 at the time.
Wow. Probably he, crazy.
Kachav, a year later, he had a baby boy at the age of 88. So he went back to Moshe Sternbach. He said, now I want you to bracha that the baby should be a Talmud Chacham. So he told him, like, that's up to you. Now that you're doing it already.
Did he get it from the first?
No, this is the first child that Chikolesh gave me. Tzvi Koshelevsky never had children. His Rebbetzin had children before. The second Rebbetzin. Yeah. It's an amazing. It's mamish miracles of the month of Adar right here. It's pretty something special. But either way, so Moshe Sternbach was the one who gave that bracha that he should have that baby after 87 years of not having. That's really al tisya'esh. You know, don't give up hope. So Moshe Sternbach writes like this. He quotes in the Gemara in Pesachim. He says mevor. The Gemara says in Pesachim that what do you use for simcha? You use old wine. What does old wine mean? It already fermented and it already became alcoholic. It sounds like, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, you can only use old wine. Vim kain im shoyse mitzanovim. If you drink grape juice, she'ein mishakeh klal. Right? Grape juice is not alcoholic, either because they made it that way, or it's in the same stage as what the Gemara calls yayin chadash, new wine that hasn't yet fermented. Therefore, he says, "Rakim margish simcha legara mishadvarim hamesamchin." So, Paskas or Moshe Sternbach, grape juice is no different than anything else that makes you happy. It does not count for the mitzvah.
So, Kevin, did you talk about what exactly is grape juice?
Yeah, a little bit. We did a little hakdama. We'll talk more about it. The science is it's squeezed the same way wine is,
right.
But either they cook it. They pasteurize it to make it not become alcoholic, or they actually add chemicals into it, which prevents it from ever becoming alcohol. That's the short and long of it. B'li Neder, when we get to the whole series, we'll go to it much more. We'll discuss all the areas in halacha where grape juice becomes relevant. I'm skipping. If you look at your page, it says Chela Gimel.
No,
the first two I already did in my shul. We'll catch up here in Mitzvah Shem after Purim. So they asked Chaim Kanievsky, Im yoytzim yidei choyva simchaz yomte b'mitzan ovim. Are you yoytzim with grape juice? Says Chaim Kanievsky, Yesh oimrim shaloi. Some people say no, ukedivrei mari v'chami, and like my shver paskin, Rabbi Liasha paskin. Now, first of all, we'll get to this. Rabbi Liasha, I skipped. Rabbi Liasha was anti-grape juice on all areas in Allah. Rabbi Liasha held this pasha l'shayel v'shakal. Rabbi Liasha was adamant against our grape juice. Now, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky argues on his shver on every other part of Hilchos grape juice, except for this one. This one he agrees to the shver. That you're not yoytze simchas yomtiv when it comes to grape juice. So again, if you're keeping track of who's who over here, we have Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yaakov, and Diane Fisher versus Reb Eliashiv, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Eliashiv, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, Reb Moshe Feinstein, all saying you're not yoytze. Now, if you take a look over here, number 12 in the Chutzoni, Reb Nissen Kairelitz, he writes the following: Mitzanovim tivi, natural grape juice, which means no chemicals added, no pasteurizing to it. Kosher l'dal kaisis, that is kosher. V'yesh bo mishum simchas yomtiv, and you could use that for simchas yomtiv. V'av sha mitzanovim oiveti lech sholayach mitzai, it goes to a pasteurization that it can become vinegar. V'kom okam rei hamitziyasi, sh'im ashirim es hamitzanovim pochus man, mahu toisis. If you let the grape juice sit, it will become alcohol. I'll try this at home. V'arehu simin sh'yesh lo asa koyach sh'oise ezel yain, has in it. It's like we're repressing its ability to become alcoholic, but the etzem is there. We'll talk more about this again, B'li Neder, when we tackle grape juice more thoroughly. Va'av she'over es ha'tilech, even though it goes through a process, mikom mokam adayin yochol ha'chmetz, u'bezeh sagel v'alkoisis, u'lesimchus yomtev. That's if it's pasteurized. Yeah. He says, but v'chol ze omer rak l'gavim mitzanovim tivi. That's natural grape juice. Avo mitzanovim sha'avim bo'es kol minei chumrim. If they add in chemicals, yesh mehem she'en ha'mitzameach b'em yom, nothing to talk about. If they make it impossible to become alcoholic, then for sure, you're not going to be able to use it for simcha. That's right.
Even though it's not alcohol.
That's correct. That's like what the Gemara calls something called Yayin Megitay. The Gemara Babas, again, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. This is why, Michael, this is what I was musubic about when I was asking you, should we do the share? Because some information is more relevant if we covered it already. But the Gemara says Yayin Megitay, which is freshly squeezed grapes, is kosher as a yayin, even though it's not alcoholic yet, but it has the capability. So let's take a look in the Sefer Yom Tif Kil Chosoy. He writes like this: Ikar Simchas Yayin, Hu B'Yayin HaMashaker. The main wine is alcoholic wine. Everyone has to have a revius of wine every day of Yom Tif. And if you have a hard time drinking wine, ain't tzarech lishtos yayin. You don't have to drink wine. But try to have grape juice if you enjoy it. Now, if you don't like grape juice, then it's a waste of time. But if you like grape juice, you're not against drinking grape juice, and you can't handle wine, then he thinks you should have cup of grape juice, or at least a revius of grape juice, on Yom Tov as well.
Is there a mina to mix wine and grape
yes, juice? Yes, I skipped there. Rabbi Eliashiv was a big fan of that. Rabbi Eliashiv felt, well, even if you're going to be drinking grape juice, try to mix some wine into it to give it a little kick
so
of alcohol.
Does it have to be rub cross?
No, it's going to be a 3-to-1 ratio, as we'll see. That actually reminds me. Let's go back to number 8. Says Rabbi Eliashiv, Umitz anovim loy mahani lezeh, mitz anovim grape juice does not help. For the simchas yom tov, kiven she'ein mesameach, doesn't make you happy. Why she'ein by alcohol? It's not alcoholic. V'av kemayim sukkah din zeh, it's like water with sugar.
But then, because you have tim kal, whatever.
Good. But then Ed will have to get to that also. We will discuss that also.
It has alcohol, trust me.
Okay, we'll have to talk about it. Big machoikis. It's a big machoikis. We'll have to get to that. He writes over here, Ella sheyochel arv mitzanovim b'yayim b'oifin sheyurgish alcohol. The Bilyashiv wants it. Again, even those people that drink low-level alcohol, you still feel something, you know. It still is, you know, maybe it doesn't take you as much as a shot of scotch or something else, but it's got something. It has some impact. Let's say you hate, you despise wine. There ain't time or of local, and you can't stand the taste of wine. Says Abliyashim, you don't have to drink wine. You don't have to force wine down your throat on Yom Tov. When you're not enjoying it, what's the purpose? Says Abliyashim, Yochol Arv Mitzanovim B'Yayim B'Oifin Shiyurgish Alcohol Hatev. But if you want to mix a little bit, mix some of the grape juice with the wine, that you feel a little bit of the kick, says Rabbi Yashiv, that you could do.
Did we mention anything about
No, we just mentioned it. That's not tonight's topic. It might be totally what we're saying, but that's a machloek. If it's all about alcohol, so why do I need wine? Why can't I use schnapps or something else?
Or beer, right.
So we have so far the opinion of the various tachreinim. If you take a look over number 14, the Sefer Avnei Sheish, he gives you a recap. He says, Nimsa the Yesh Machloikis and Epshel Lotzis Yidei Chavos B'mitzanovim. He quotes Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Vosner. They all say you're not Yoitze. And those that are pro it are who? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Moshe Freund, which we'll talk about in a second, and the Brandsdorfer Rav. So again, I'm not here to pick who's greater or who's not, you know, but there's definitely a lot of people on both sides of that equation.
And then this goes for any time that you need a Yayin
line? Simchas Yom Tov. This is Simchas Yom Tov we're talking about.
Purim,
no, Purim we'll get to the next page. Because
okay.
We'll see they're different.
Yeah, Abdallah or...
Different. We'll cover that in part 1 and 2. That will cover part 1 and 2, Mr. Shem.
Shabbos Kiddush?
Yeah, that's going to be part 1 and part 2. Yeah, right. So here we're discussing strictly Simcha, then we'll contrast to Purim, which is more than Simcha. So if you take a look over at number 15, Rav Moshe Freund. Rav Moshe Freund was a Hungarian. He was a Rosh Hashiva by the Satmar Rav in Satmar before the war. He lost his wife and 9 children in Auschwitz. He survived the war, came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was one of the head rabbonim of the Eidah Haredes. He took over after the Menchas Yitzchak died, he took him over. He was a Satmar, Shtaka, Hesa Satmar Chosid, Talmud from the Satmar Rebbe. So he writes like this, Hoyre, he paskin, the b'shtiyas mitzanovim yoitzim mitzvah simchas yomtev. He paskin, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you do not need wine, grape juice is good enough, the ain tzarech yayin hamashak edaf. You do not need alcoholic wine for simchas yomtev. The Or Litzion Rav Abba Shaul writes, "V'gam ba'oifin shem arav b'kais chatzi yain v'chatzi mitzvah ovim." Let's say you make a mix, half and half. "V'kayim mitzvah simchas yomtiv yochol arav b'kais ayayin mitzvah ovim." He also suggests you can mix it. Like Rabbi Yashiv said, it doesn't have to be all grape juice, all wine. You can mix the two. That also suffice.
Is the mitzvah the doctor get a little bit? Or as long as you enjoy it.
That's the law, Mr. Shiloh. What is the reason? What does it mean, Simchas Yom Tov? So we saw a comment from Rav Shlomo Zalman where he said very shorthandedly that it's not about the alcoholic component. So what is it about? So take a look at number 17. He writes, V'hoisev ma'ivir ebi oid, Shashama mi ben hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman. He quotes from one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's sons. I don't know which one. Shashama mi ovo. He heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shashalu us, and they asked him, Maha chiluk be mashke mitz tafuzim, the mashke mitz anovim. They asked Rav Shlomo Zalman a very legitimate question. How do you hold your Yoytzeh Simchas Yom Tov for grape juice? Why is grape juice better than orange juice? What's the difference? There's no alcohol. What's the mitzvah of grape juice? The other shneim ain't a mishakim. They're both not alcoholic. They mashpim hashpah v'shina bi'odom. Neither of them change you. You don't get up from a cup of grape juice like, more b'simcha. It's the same feeling. The $1 million question. Why does Rav Shlomo Zalman justify grape juice and not orange juice, not soda? Guy that gets happy with orange juice, he's not happy with wine. The guy has a good cup of grape juice. Meaning he knows grape juice is not alcohol. But he thinks he's in the family of wine. Right? A guy knows oranges is oranges. It's not like there's nothing chashev to oranges. He feels good about himself. Put a cup of grape juice over Yom Tov. The yoytzei dechayvas v'samachta bechagech b'yayin. V'haynu ta'agoyinim shomazam an inyan hasimcha me'ayin ena kavona mikoyach hamishakersha. But it's not the alcohol. Elo shachivu lehenois v'lesmeich b'shtias yayin l'mishen nena me'yayin. The meat has something in it. You feel geschmack when you eat meat. So you feel geschmack when you have a cup of grape juice. It's a self-imposed geschmack.
What if you
know,
this one in
100? I know my kids. They like having grape juice.
Yeah, well, kids,
because
it's sugar.
But they like soda also. Grape juice, geschmack and drink.
Not everyone's
going to
enjoy it.
If you don't enjoy it, then you're not yet. So they asked the Debert Ziner. Nishalki. They asked the Debert Ziner Rav. I guess it's Hungarian night tonight. The Debert Ziner. Is there any perk? le'inyan mitzvah simcha b'shtiyas mitzanovim. Ve'ishavti, and his answer was, hayayin mufcha, wine is the best. U'mitzanovim toivul mishayayin mazikla. If you can't handle it, then okay, grape juice is an acceptable b'di'evit. Again, that's not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said grape juice is meaningless. And he explains. He says, im kozeh misha mekadesh tomer al grape juice. Again, a guy who has grape juice every Friday night, hainu mitzanovim ki'ayayin koshul le'briyaz kufa imitzaroi, ainu mechoy v'lush l'siyayin b'cholamoy. Again, if a guy is a grape juice only guy, he does not have wine. So to him, grape juice is the most chosh of a drink that he has only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Zog the Debert Sinner, so for this guy, this is a geshmaka drink. Because he associates. It's probably because of association, which is, might be what Rav Shlomo Zalman means also. If grape juice is the top of your pyramid, so now it becomes a chosh of a drink. No one looks at grape as orange juice with any chashivas. Grape juice is that's what I use for Kiddush. That's what I use for Abdullah. That's the idea of simple. I'm drinking something that is used only for Kiddush and only for Abdullah or something like that.
Shabbos and Yom Tov different because at least you have to drink it.
No, for Kiddush they're the same. There's a separate din that on Yom Tov you have to be besimcha at every meal.
But there's no
Kiddush. Right, but the din of simcha is
different.
No, the din of simcha is a din of the Yom Tov itself. But then he adds off, he says, see, this Debert Sinner makes sense to me. You know that there are certain drinks that are used for only special occasions. When you drink a special occasion drink, that's also chashuv. It's a big deal. I only have grape juice on Shabbos. I only have grape juice on Friday night. I use it for Kiddush. I use it for Avdol. That itself gives it some form of simcha.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Where does chashiva equal simcha?
That's how we define simcha. Doesn't mean the way we always think of it. That's what, again, the machlokes is what is simcha yom tov about? We always think simcha yom tov is happy. Happiness means alcoholic. That's why you don't have the soda. He's saying it's more of that there's an enjoyment. I enjoy having a drink that I only have for special occasions.
The default is that, okay, you don't like wine, you don't have to drink wine. That's silly because you're not complicated.
Right. That we all agree.
Well, why would it be like, drink grape juice as opposed to like, what else do you like?
So the Debert Sinner says, Avim Oyiv Hamitz Hanovim Be'at Mebelvab. If you like oranges better, drink that. I said that to Debert Sinner.
What if you don't need to make Kiddush on it?
No, but again, it's not about Kiddush. It's about Simcha.
I don't like anything but water, yet I still have to have grape juice to be up to Shah Jah.
That's for Kiddush, but that's because there's a difference in Kiddush. But for Simcha's Yom Tov, Zog these Achrayim, you got to go with what makes you happy.
So what's his idea behind grape juice versus a caramel latte, for example?
It's not. According to Debert Sinner, the difference is because grape juice is what I always make Kiddush on. That it's his chashivas. Correct.
Mitzvah.
And that gives a chashivas. Voila. The same as the Kiddush on Shabbos. No, because for Kiddush, we have a different set of rules.
Did we say why Rav Moshe was against grape juice?
For what?
No, I'm saying why he was
for grape juice. For Simcha's Yom Tov?
Yes.
It's not alcoholic. He learned Simcha Kipshutai. Simcha means brings you pleasure.
But yet he holds, I think, doesn't he hold you could use it for Kiddush?
Kiddush is not about Simcha.
Daddy holds, yeah.
Right, Daddy holds Alka. It's not. We'll get to another. Well, we'll now let's talk about Purim.
The church quoted.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll talk about it. Again, if that's the only beverage that you get a geshmak out of, according to some Paiskim, yeah. So let's talk about Purim. We only have a few minutes left. We got to talk about Purim. Okay. So I was trying to convince this. So one high school boy told me, which person is drinking grape juice for Purim? Who is drinking grape juice? But it's a legitimate question.
Say,
can you be yotze chayv inish with grape juice? So again, Michael, what year did we talk about drinking on Purim? You remember?
Yes, many times.
Okay, good. As long as you remember, I don't remember when we talked about it. It's up there somewhere where we discussed it. The rules and regulations about it. But let's take a look over in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, chayv inish lipsume bepuri ad doliyad ben har ramon the bach Mordechai, famous Gemara. The Gemara says there's an obligation to get drunk on Purim until the point you don't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Says the Ramavi, Yeshayim de'ein tzorech l'shaker kolkach, you don't have to get that drunk, ela sheyishte yoysim l'mudai, drink a little bit more than normally, v'yoshen, go to sleep, v'mitech sheyoshen, and yedei ben Aruch Haman l'Baruch Mordechai. Okay, so there's a whole shayla how to learn this Ramah, what the Ramah means. But let's just put on the side for argument's sake, you're supposed to drink and get some form of intoxication on Purim. So is there any way in the world to justify grape juice? So we just spoke for the last 20 minutes that for Simchas Yom Tov, maybe you can dance around. And there are poiskim, Choshev and Gedalia poiskim, and Bianchi, and Ibsen, and Mizalm, and Moshe Freund, and Dain Fisher, that all say, yeah, grape juice is fine for Simchas Yom Tov. What would they say for Chayiv and Ishlab Sumay? So again,
you're not
getting drunk. So the pashtus is, the answer is, of course not. Because on Purim, what's the question? Question on Purim, it's not about Simcha, it's not about Kiddush, it's about Lib Sumay. The besume translates intoxicated. You cannot get intoxicated from grape juice unless someone slips something into your grape juice. Okay, Chaim, that might be. If a guy needs more to get intoxicated. So let's take a look. So they asked Chaim Kanievsky, Im yoytzi de choyvas lebsum maybe bitza novim shev kiyayin, tshuva im mishaker. Okay, in Meshach. What type of grape juice is he drinking in Meshach? So he puts down on the footnote in the Sefer Camp, he writes, V'avshas v'ilah g'rinim Chaim Kinevsky, b'chol dvarm shemitzanovim kiyayin ha'abedinim, even though Chaim Kinevsky happens to be that poisik that very much treats grape juice like wine, command for everything. Except for this. Why? Poshet. Very poshut, because it's, Purim is a different description. The purpose of the grape juice is not to be choshev, it's not to bring you simcha, it's to get you intoxicated. So if you are not intoxicated, it didn't do the job. Very simple. If you take a look at Reb Shlomo Zalman, now Reb Shlomo Zalman is one of the biggest proponents for grape juice. He uses it for simchas yom tov. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, V'rak b'Purim poshut d'loisagi v'mitzanov. Nope, doesn't work for Purim. Shareihim mishtaker, it's not alcoholic. Doesn't work for Purim. Then Reb Shlomo Zalman talks about a shayla we've discussed in the past. Tzivah ha'av l'bnoi shlo yishtake b'Purim. Your father commands you not to get drunk on Purim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, yisham aloi. Listen to the father. Yeah.
Is there an argument between Mechaber and the
Ramah? Oh yeah, there's a lot to talk about there.
According to him, it's not about
Yes,
alcohol.
Yes. Who? The Ramah.
The Ramah.
It depends how you learn the words. Ela yishte yoisim elimude. That's correct. That's a good question. That's what we discussed in previous years. How to learn this machlokes mechab and the Ramah. So this shayla is interesting. Reb Shlomo Zalman was asked if a boy was told by his parents, "You are forbidden to get drunk on Purim." So we learned from our Sunday morning shurim that your parents can't tell you not to eat matzah. So one of the boys asked me, "What happens if your father said you could drink and your mother said you can't drink?" That's mamash what we discussed in the Sunday morning shurim. Right, so what kontr chaznish? You gotta go sheval tasa. Sheval tasa means not to get drunk. So interesting shayla. But Reb Shlomo Zalman passed.
Didn't we say
that you both not the chaznish said not if one of them is a passive and one of them is an active commandment. That's how we learned the whole Gemara and Kedushin. So kontr chaznish would be an interesting psak. But Reb Shlomo Zalman told the boy, "Listen to your father." I wouldn't listen to your father. If your father told you not to eat matzah Pesach, you wouldn't listen to him. He's going against Allah. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, "V'kaim ha-mitzvah ideshtias yain yoytzim limuda v'shin alachra." You'll do the Ramah. You'll drink a little bit more. You won't get drunk. Meaning, if your father would say, "I don't let you touch wine at all on Purim," then you would not listen to him. You would not listen to him. That's against Allah. You'll drink a little bit of wine, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, and you go to sleep. But if your father tells you you can't touch wine on Purim, the parsha says you can't listen because that's a mitzvah you have to do. So he writes in the footnote, 1 second. Why did Reb Shlomo Zalman just giving him grape juice? He writes, "Ubitshuva l'shoyel oimer rabenu shebishtias mitzanovim shaposha sheimikai mitzasayin." That's not going to work. That wasn't even a havamina grape juice. So Reb Shlomo Zalman told the boy, "You got to drink a little bit of wine. Drink a little bit of wine and go to sleep." Reb Vosner writes, also for Davar Pasha, number 24, "Im einu shoyse yain kol hashar mitami bris." A guy does not drink wine all year long. Kein lachatz dam o ki agav lepshita de nechayv. Again, this is talking about Purim. If a person does not drink wine, he can't handle wine. He doesn't have to drink it on Purim. If it's just not dangerous, right? I don't like it. Here the mitzvah, it could be a mamish mitam simcha diyayin samach venosh eile b'mitzvah novim. He says, but you got to drink on Purim. Even if you don't like it, you got to do it on Purim. V'ashir yire kol shomo kol shema sheshoyse oysa levroishim shel sremu simcha kederach yayin. How much do you have to drink, says Ibn Shlomo Vosner? Whatever gets you to feel a little bit happy. V'zeh gedah yoysim l'muda, that's already more than normal. But he says very clearly, no grape juice. Why? I mean, I don't like the taste of wine.
I can't be happy by drinking wine.
But I don't know if that's true. You don't like it going down, but once you feel intoxicated, I don't think it matters how you got intoxicated. Right? I'm saying you don't like the taste of wine. That's true. But once you're feeling good, you are feeling good. Right? We never discussed the shayla I always used to get. Can you be yotze ad al yada with drugs? Okay, not for now. Different time. But either way, that's a shayla that is also on the mind of young people today. But so we have Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Vosner. Let's keep on going through the list. Minchas Asher, Reb Asher Weiss. He writes in long tshuva. He writes, "Hu b'chol dini ha-teira tluyim b'yayin." Any time something is a din in yayin, bein mitzanovim k'din yayin b'lvad, b'lvad ma'ashom v'chayvish v'sumei v'poyer. Says Reb Asher Weiss, whenever it's a din in yayin, you can use grape juice. One exception, Purim. Can't use it. No shayla. Interesting enough, they quote from Reb Steinemann. Steinman wrote like this: "Amar Rabbeinu, about Reb Schneiderman. Bilel Purim and he shows the mitzvah of him. He used to drink grape juice on the night of Purim. Now we all know there's no Indian to drink on the night of Purim. Epis, he would drink grape juice on the night of Purim. Rabbeinu Sipur Sheshase bePurim beErech Revius. He would drink a Revius of wine on Purim. Avoloi bevasachas. Revius, we all know, is not that much. We're talking about 2-3 ounces. He would never have that in one shot. That's a little Reb Steinman drink on Purim. But he would drink grape juice Friday night. What's grape juice Purim night? Because it was not really, it's not really a chiyuv to drink grape juice. But I'm not sure what he was trying to show us by drinking grape juice on Purim night. And then we have Rabbi Yashiv, again, who writes, grape juice is worth nothing when it comes to Purim. So who argues? Is there anyone that argues? Yes. I found at least two people. One of them is Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted in the Sefer Kovetz Halachas, written by Rabbi Daniel Kleiman. He writes, Noshim chayeves b'mishte v'simcha v'purim k'maya noshim. Women are chayev on Purim in all the meals and the festivities. O'lechein chayevu b'sudo, they have to have a meal. V'lishtois akoponim revius yayin. And they all have to drink a revius of wine. Make sure your wives and your daughters, they all have a revius of wine. All the poskim can say not like that, except for him and the stipler. They were the only two that pushed the girls to drink. So that we discussed in the other years. He writes, Ach yesh li zon shlo yisvish yesh mizeh. Says, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, make sure the girls don't drink more than revius. Now again, revius is not that much. Revius is what the girls drink probably Friday night at Kiddush anyways. He writes, V'chas v'shalom la'en lishtos habe. Don't let them drink a lot. V'nire, she'yechoy les lishtos yay megitay. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, give the girls grape juice. The yoytze mitzvah mishtia mishte bekach. And we'll be yoytze with that. The yoytze yidei mitzvahs mishte ubesume bepoye gam ayidei shtiyas yayin megita. It's all kip Shmuel, because you can be yoytze ad de layoda with yayin megita. Yayin megita is non-alcoholic wine.
How do you do that?
So everyone blames Shmuel Kamenetsky as the one person who says you can use grape juice for ad de layoda. Now how do you explain that? What's the justification? It's a pella. So in the footnote, he asks, V'yesha hikshu al didi mayiv Rebbe Shlita. He says, Rebbe Kleiman points out that a lot of people have a hard time understanding this psak from Shmuel Kamenetsky. Why does Shanidu b'megillah chayiv nishal b'sumeh v'poya? What does the Gemara say? Chayiv nishal b'sumeh. Rashi says l'b'sumeh means l'hishtaker, to get drunk. You cannot get drunk on grape juice. So first, Simchas Yom Tov, we drayed out of it. Yeah. How do you dray out of Purim? So he used his father for Simchas Yom Tov. But that's good for Simchas. It happens to be Shmuel Kamenetsky holds like his father by Simchas Yom Tov. That I can live with. But by Ad Delayada for Purim. So he says on the bottom, he says, V'kivin the mitzvah of Ein Meshaker, V'meil an Eidzir Revizu. V'ni be'emes sh'amat Moshe kvatir. He calls him the Mat Moshe. V'mashakosev the din l'b'sume hu rak l'mitzvah doi l'akiv. First of all, the din of l'b'sume is not an obligatory mitzvah. It's not like one of the things you have to do. V'ikr din mishtem is kayem is gambali shikrus. It's not about drinking. Okay, that we've discussed in the past, that maybe there actually is no chiyuv to drink, Rabbeinu Ephraim, but that's really not the accepted psak. Shmuel Kamenetsky defended his opinion, and he says it's not a kasha, why? Even though Rashi on the page says l'b'sumim means to get drunk. But the Meiri has a different shot in the Gemara. It doesn't mean to get drunk. It means boisim. It means to enjoy. Have a geshmak. V'huva appears el adina b'shla. Oy sheishloim b'shulosh in tanug u'mesikas. It means to enjoy. Chai v'nish l'psum means you're supposed to enjoy, have a sweet geshmak. And therefore he says, you can do that with grape juice as well. So he's picking a das yochim l'b'shayim against the pashtas of all the other poiskim. No one assumes like that. We assume like Rashi. Right. We always assume that's not pshat in the Gemara. We learn the Gemara not like that. But I found in the Sefer Mikadosh Yisrael, Reb Harfenis, he writes, Elo shemisha mitzad briyosa in the rashalish. Let's say a person medically is not allowed to have wine. Yeshloim et mikom mokem ikka mitzvah b'shtiyas mitzanovim. He thinks it's still a mitzvah to have grape juice on Purim. Why? The Rambam writes, sheyesh lekvoya suda shol yom tefal yayin. The Rambam says every meal should have wine. He says, "V'hu machmas chashivas asuda." It's not because of the alcohol; it's about the chashivas. U'memeila shu'u adamaza, which means nothing to do with chayiv inish. Your Purim meal should have something choshev at it, which would be grape juice as well. The biggest chiddush is the Nitta Gavriel. Rabbi Gavriel Tziner, this is not in his regular sefer Nachas Purim. This is a separate sefer that he wrote for Purim Misholosh. I don't know why he wrote it there and not in the regular sefer. He writes the following. He's talking about when Purim is on Friday. If you're afraid that if you drink wine on Erev Shabbos by Purim, you won't be of mindset for Kiddush Friday night. Yoytze b'mitzanovim. Yoytze with grape juice. The Purim. Aideshe yishte yoytze b'limudai. You drink more than normal. For most adults, that's any amount is more than normal. We don't just generally drink grape juice. Sha'oyse olav roishim. It gives you an, it leaves an imparts a feeling. Shall his reimimus simcha kederech yain. I don't know what he's talking about. When, if you sit down right now and have a cup of grape juice, you walk around like, I got the cup of grape juice.
Yotza, you only have to have like one.
I'm not sure what he's talking about. So he writes in the footnote.
Yotza with 1.5 ounces.
It's not about a number. He says, kei nira de lechatchilo yehad elishtes yain mamish. Lechatchilo, you should try to get wine. The yain misameach ein eshech kol kak mitzan ovim. Because the simcha part doesn't work. This is a whole lot of gedolim that grape juice on Purim. I would love to know who is he referring to. Who did he see that has grape juice on Purim? I don't know. It's a peloton. Even Rabbi Yashu was anti grape juice on Shabbos.
It was
Rabbi Yashu felt you can't use grape juice anytime.
So who only drank Revias on Purim?
No, that's for women. That's for women.
Oh, yeah.
That was for women. So I don't know what to make of this Nita Gavriel. I don't know what to make of this Shmuel Kamenetsky. To me, it's all very Shver and Lomdus. If you take a look at number 31, this is from the Yakut Yosef. He writes, for those of us who only drink a little bit more than normal, you should try to drink wine. Again, what was the throwback to the Purim story? They drank wine. So rather most wine, the wine that they drank was alcoholic. That's how the whole story ran, because of alcohol. But as long as grape juice is a shem yayin, that's also good enough to be part of the zecher to the Purim story. So it sounds from the Yaakov Yosef, maybe you can use grape juice also. So you have this Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Ritter Gavriel, the Hafenis, that they have some tzad, which I can't understand well and fully, that maybe be able to get away with grape juice. B'sikum, in conclusion, I think it's a hard sell to be able to use grape juice for dalakayis, for chai vinish, but it is something that is discussed. They asked him, Chaim Kanevsky, an interesting question. They asked him, if grape juice is looked at as wine, can I give a bottle of wine and a bottle of grape juice as two separate things for shalach manas?
No.
Meaning, if you dehead grape juice and wine is the same thing, so let's say I give you two bottles of the exact same wine. So the pastor says, you're not yaitzer. My Rebbe holds you ayetz, but that's a shmuz for a different time. Most people hold you ayetz, right? He has a whole different types of what monis means. But most people assume that shtei monis means two separate servings, two separate things. If I give you the same thing twice, it's no good. But contrary to the misnomer in Klal Yisrael that they can't be the same brachas. Right? Everyone knows this, right? Shalach manas has to be two separate brachas. That is not true. There is no makar at all for that. Yeah, we discussed it. It's one of my pet peeves in Jewish halacha. There's no, they could be the exact same bracha. These can't be the same food. That's all shayla, schnitzel, and grilled chicken on top and the bottom. So they asked Chaim Kanevsky, what about wine and grape juice? Is that like two separate drinks? Right? So he says, ulai, maybe. Meaning it depends how you look at grape juice. If grape juice is just like wine, so it's not like two separate things. Now on the footnote there, it's still different, right? Just like two different bottles of wine. If I give you one bottle of wine, a different type of bottle of wine, that's not the same mashke. That's two different suge mashke. But it's interesting, shayla and lomdus, if you take a look at grape juice as it's mamish wine, so that's not two separate meaning, it's really one meaning.
So could you give it dry in a regular wine?
That might be part of the shayla. If you deher it as one, do you look at it as the min yayin, or do you break it down, just like chicken or steak and things like that? So, besikum, I think it's a hard sell to use grape juice for chai v'nish l'psume, but there are, the books, there are such paiskim that we did see that have such a possibility.
The ones that hold you can use grape juice, do they point to the Ramah at all?
No.
Even though it's
not like that.
It's like a slam dunk.
That's correct.